For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a couple of stories that are, to say quite surprising is an understatement. And not respectful to these stories.
No one had the first story on their bingo card at all, ever.
By now, maybe you've seen the picture of Billy Ray Cyrus and model, actress, still unbelievably hot Elizabeth Hurley getting all cuddly on Easter Sunday. He's wearing Easter bunny ears. She's got her hair in braids and a cowboy hat. He's nuzzling that neck like he is digging in.
They are dating. Who thought Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus would be an item?
We should start doing this celebrity romance bingo cards. No one saw that one coming. And I got to say, to Billy Ray, mad respect, brother.
She's a beautiful woman.
Judging just by looks, I don't know what her personal life is. I don't know what her mind is. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying what my eyes see and what anybody with functioning vision sees, that is a beautiful woman. And Billy Ray, bro. And you know what? I'm going to cut Billy. I was going to go the opposite way with Billy, like, you know, outkicked your coverage, Billy. But first of all, Billy's a handsome guy.
He is.
He might dress like a, whatever. But he's a, you know, I don't know. He's in his 60s. Maybe dress like you're in your 60s. Anyway, what I'm saying is this. He had a pretty horrible relationship that he got out of, where he was manipulated and used and heartbroken, and it went very south very fast, and it was clear that this person with whom he was with was not a good person. Am I right about that?
I'm
not talking about Tish,
no,
the mother of his children.
No.
I'm talking about the last
marriage
he was with for like a...
Her name was Fire Rose.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to make this vow. I don't want to be single anymore, but if I ever am, and someone I meet, let's say I'm at David Buster's playing air hockey, and she goes, hey, and I say, hey, back. She's pretty, and we got a connection, and we start talking, and I go, oh, by the way, my name's John. And she goes, oh, hi, John, I'm Fire Rose.
Yeah.
Fire Rose, nice to meet you.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Yes.
I'm turning around walking away.
Yeah, and he should have known better.
So good for him. I mean, yes. I don't care. You guys go do your thing, man.
It's just a pairing that no one expected. The other story that we find completely unbelievable is the fact that George Clooney sat down for an interview and said he and his wife Amal have never, ever, 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 ever had an argument.
I know
ever.
Why we found it unbelievable, because it's pure BS.
It is.
There's no way that's even possible. I will say this. My girlfriend Sam and I have not had an argument today. I mean, I'm going to try and think last to our last argument. Don't have to try that hard. Last night, saying you got to get out of the HOV lane and get over to the five. Get over to the five. I'm getting over to the five. Just give me a second, please. There it is. Boom.
You think? I mean, come on. If he's on his yacht in Lake Como, you know, somewhere along the line, there was some kind of argument. I'm sorry. I just don't buy it for a second.
Anybody that says we never fight is lying or they're unhealthy.
Yes. It's true.
You know who says they never fight? People named Fire Rose.
Yeah. So, John, we got a package in the mail today from a former listener in Madison, Wisconsin.
We did?
Yeah. John and I used to work in Madison at a couple of country stations there. And every once in a while, we'll hear from someone. And this package came. And, John, I would like you to read the message inside, please.
Okay. Man, this is kind of nice. It's been 14-plus years since we've been in Wisconsin. Hello from Wisconsin. John, based on Facebook, you are obsessed with the Padres. Well, yes, that's very nice of her. So in cleaning closet, I came across these cards and thought you might get a kick looking through them. Do whatever you want with them. Share with Tammy. Sure do miss you guys. Oh, my goodness. That is so kind. Debbie Hallett. What are these? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Isn't that wild? It's a clear Lucite box that has got baseball cards in it, John.
And apparently it's all Padres. There's also a helpful suggestion on the box that says, do sports, not drugs.
Okay.
So thanks for that, Debbie.
How old are those, do you think?
I have no idea. I'm having a hard time opening it. And now I'm kind of afraid to because, it's taped. Okay. Am I obsessed with the Padres?
Yes, but that's okay.
Oh, my goodness. There's a Tony Gwynn baseball card in here. There's a Gary Sheffield. These are all old school Padres cards. Why in the world would a woman from Wisconsin have a box of old school Padres baseball cards? Gary Templeton, Benny Santiago. I mean, we're talking about legends. Tony Gwynn, the 1989 All-Star card. This is such an incredible treat. I'm actually touched by this. They're all old school Padres baseball cards. I got to show this to Tony Gwynn Jr. I bet he could. This is awesome. Oh, my God. I'm actually very touched by this. Thank you, Debbie, in Wisconsin. I don't know if you're listening right now on the Odyssey app. It's free. After all, why wouldn't you? By the way, it's A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's a made-up word, so we have to spell it for you. I'm touched.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, isn't that absolutely
thank
lovely?
You. I'll post some pictures on our socials. This is something that's really a kind gesture and maybe even worth something, if you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe.
My daughter's boyfriend, Zach, is into cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, I might have to re-gift this to Zachy, actually. He's not listening right now.
Okay.
That would be a wonderful present for him, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Anyway, wow, that's...
I mean, I thought that was super cool, John.
It's absolutely beautiful.
But
wow.
She did say in there, in parentheses, share with Tammy.
What do you want with these? You don't need these. Bandwagon. Bandwagon jumper. Thank you. Man, that's really touching. Man.
Yeah, I thought that was lovely. And by the way, don't call me bandwagon, because who's not wearing a Padres shirt today, John?
Yes, okay, the one
You're
day.
Not.
You're
and
right.
And who is?
You're right. You are.
That's
very sharp, by the way.
Because they haven't been doing well, and I thought maybe I'd switch it up a little bit, so I wore Padres today. And maybe that will bring them some luck.
They're doing just fine. They're going to lose a few games here and there. But yes, great Padres shirt. You're right. You're a much bigger fan than I am.
That's not what I meant.
And more seriously.
I did wear it today because of their losses. I thought maybe they needed someone who wasn't showing enough to do something.
Okay, well, so thank you for that. We all thank you for that. And I want to say thank you in all seriousness to anybody that sees something in their closet or in their life that says, this reminds me of something that John or Tammy said, and takes the time to like mail it. That really means a lot in all seriousness. So thank you. And Tammy, thank you for doing your best to save the Padres road trip.
Just trying to help.
Thank you for your help. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Tammy's College of Hollywood. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo! All right, going out to Aaron in Kearney Mesa. What's going down, Aaron?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing real well.
And Tammy.
Hi.
Aaron, please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Good luck, Tammy. Take a lap.
All right, good luck.
I like the good sport college players wishing you guys luck. That's cool. Aaron, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, need to let you know that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Kristen Stewart married her partner this holiday weekend. Kristen's known for playing Bella Swan in what series of romance fantasy films based on a book?
Twilight.
Billy Ray Cyrus was seen kissing Elizabeth Hurley over Easter weekend. Elizabeth played Vanessa Kensington in Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery. True or false, this was the second film in the Austin Powers series.
Oh, geez. I'll say true.
Happy birthday to Jack Nicholson. How many Oscars does Jack have? One, two, or three?
I'll go with two.
Mufasa's brother from The Lion King has been named the most popular Disney villain. What was his name?
Scar.
Piper Perabo is set to join next season of Grey's Anatomy. Piper's breakthrough role came playing Violet Sanford in what 2000 comedy drama about a singing bartender in New York City?
Coyote Ugly.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Aaron, rumor has it that you told producer Jessica when she asked if you were ready to play the college that you said, yeah, I guess I'm ready to embarrass myself. Is that true or false?
That is completely true.
Well, Aaron, you didn't do too badly. Aaron did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Aaron.
Okay.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Let's think highly of ourselves, please. Come on now.
Okay.
Tim, Kristen Stewart married her partner this holiday weekend. Kristen's known for playing Bella Swan in what series of romance fantasy films based on a book?
Twilight.
That is right. Aaron knew that. It's 1-1. Billy Ray Cyrus was seen kissing Elizabeth Hurley over the Easter weekend. Elizabeth played Vanessa Kensington in Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery. True or false? This was the second film in the series.
True? That was the first, wasn't it?
It was the first. The sequel was Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. And I believe that was Heather Graham who played his romantic lead in that. Anyway, it was the first movie, and it's still 1-1, because that's what Aaron went with. Happy birthday to Jack Nicholson. How many Oscars does Jack have? 1, 2, or 3?
Well, 2 popped in my head, so I'm going to go with that. Ugh.
That's exactly what Aaron said, too, but it's not right. 3. He's got 3. I believe it was for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, As Good as It Gets, and in Terms of Endearment? I believe he won for that as well. It is now still 1-1. Look at this. Mufasa's brother from The Lion King has been named the most popular Disney villain. What was his name?
Scar.
Scar is right. Aaron knew that, too. It's 2-2. Aaron also knew this last one, so you better get this right. Mm-hmm. Or Aaron, she of little self-confidence when it comes to the college, will win $100. Good luck, Aaron. Pulling for you.
Thank you.
Tammy's not. Piper Perabo is set to join next season of Grey's Anatomy. Piper's breakthrough role came playing Violet Sanford in what 2000 comedy drama about a singing bartender in New York City?
Wow. Singing bartender in New York City. Why is nothing coming to my head whatsoever?
Oh, Aaron.
2000.
Oh,
Aaron. Wait. No,
Aaron,
no. It's the one that Leanne Rimes did the song
Aaron,
for.
Aaron, do we have $100?
Running Out of Moonlight was the song from it.
I don't know. Aaron, $100 bucks, maybe?
Would you stop talking?
I think she's had enough time.
I think she has, too. 3 seconds, Tammy.
It is. Oh, my God. What is the name of that movie? The bar where they're dancing on the bar.
Coyote Ugly.
Wow.
There you go.
Aaron, not only did you not do too badly, you just took Tammy down, which doesn't happen very often. You're going to get $100 and a great prize.
A pair of tickets to see Dwight Yoakam in the Cosmic Rodeo and Roundup Tour coming to the Front Wave Arena Thursday, July 10th. They're also bringing the Mavericks.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
And Aaron, let this be a lesson to you and all the kids out there. Have some self-confidence, okay?
Okay, I will do better.
Nicely done. Annie, best of all, you get to
Thank
say
you.
This.
Hi, I'm Erin Kearney Mesa, and I graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Answer me. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Or in this case, I learned it from hearing and listening and imitating you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that old school commercial about the anti-drug commercial?
I do.
Learned it from you.
Yes. I parodied in a million different ways. Even Kraft Macaroni and Cheese parodied it later for a commercial. We've all been guilty. If you curse, I mean, if you're a person who never curses, God bless you.
How do you do that, by the way? Seriously, how? Cody Johnson is guilty of it now. Yes, that Cody Johnson, who seems to be a very good father and a very God-fearing man.
He says he works really hard to never curse in front of his kids, but sometimes you just have to.
We were on the back side of the ranch, and there's this pond that's stocked full of bass, and we're fishing, and the kids are over here fishing on this side, and I'm tearing them up over here, and I'm going, Clara, they're over here. They're over here. Come over here. And out of nowhere, the grass next to me starts shaking, and I heard it. And he was slithering right beside me, and I hollered, Clara, run. And then I hollered to my wife, throw me that 30-30 right now.
See, Cody Johnson's guilty too.
You've probably seen these two kids a million times on social media. They still constantly make the rounds. The first one, the little boy, who is so mad at his toy car because it gets stuck in the snow.
I'm sorry, little Timmy. I'm sure I didn't hear that correctly. What did you say? Oh, I did hear it correctly.
His frustration is so real, and you can so relate to it.
You know he was watching his dad in the garage.
Sure.
Or his mom getting frustrated. And boom. I'm guilty of it, but kind of. Not really, kind of. And I've shared the story on the air where a massive parent fail. When I fell asleep, new dad, trying to watch Sopranos. I wake up on the couch. I'm watching the most horrific scene of The Sopranos. Suddenly, I sense I'm not alone. I look over, and there's Abby, all of, I don't know, 3 years old. I don't know how long she'd been there, but she's sitting right there next to me, intently watching this terrible scene from The Sopranos. Parent fail part one. Parent fail part two is the next day. I'm pulling her in a wagon, and I'm trying to get the wagon right, but the wagon's got one of those shopping cart wheels, you know, and doesn't want to cooperate.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, this wagon. And Abby goes, that MF wagon.
Oh.
And says it perfectly. I mean.
And she used it in the right context.
Now, I know. I swear. Yes. Extra credit. I know that she never heard that from me. I know that was because
she watched The Sopranos,
which is bad enough. At three, I'm guilty too.
Yeah. 833-287-1037. Have you inadvertently taught your kids some bad words, and then maybe you caught them using them in exactly the right way?
And while you're kind of proud, you're also massively ashamed of yourself.
Yes, yes.
Damn it. Oh, damn it.
That little girl is everywhere, all over social media. Every time I think it's gone, it comes back up. She's walking down the hallway in her little pink bathrobe, clearly probably imitating her mom, who's frustrated. I know, I can hear a mom saying that.
833-287-1037. Oops, I accidentally taught my kid to cuss. Let's hear yours. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Cody Johnson was just talking about the fact that he never swears in front of his kids because you're worried they're going to learn that from you. And we're probably all guilty of unintentionally teaching our kids how to swear.
Shannon in Oceanside is guilty of unintentionally teaching their kids to swear. Go ahead, Shannon.
Not just my kid, but my kid with autism.
What did you do?
I think I said WTF one too many times.
So how was it brought back?
Fortunately, appropriately.
I know, isn't that wild? We're like, oh my God, I can't believe I taught him that word, but wow, they used it in the right way.
I mean, you gotta be ashamed, but also impressed. Like, okay, good, good, good.
I don't know what it was, but he said it all of a sudden, like we had said something and he was like, really? WTF? And both Shelly and I were like, did he just say that?
Thanks for sharing, Shannon. Heather and La Mesa, how did you accidentally teach your kids how to swear?
Music. It was music. It was music. Like, we have a super eclectic music love. Everything from Bob Marley to Metallica to Tupac to country, right?
Yes, all yes.
Sounds like we get along just fine, by the way. Go ahead.
So he had slipped up once or twice, and we were like, no, you can only... The only time it's okay to cuss is, like, when you're listening to the words of a song, right? It's okay. And so I was lucky enough to be able to volunteer at his preschool, and I went to go get lunch for all the teachers, and I came back. And the teacher goes, Heather, can I talk to you?
Oh, boy.
This is great. I love this.
Yeah, what's up? Were you guys listening to Eminem this morning in the car? Yeah, why? Well, Dylan said, it's not like I'm the first rapper to smack a beep and say beep.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not messing around. That's an A-plus swear.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about only singing songs while we're in the car and the song is on.
Yes. Yes. You got to have a caveat there to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Dude, if you're going to go big.
When I was a little boy, I was getting into rock, and I would be listening to records, and I would be listening to stuff in my room, and I would come down, and I would be singing the lyrics to the song, you know, kind of just to myself, just, you know, how we get a song stuck in our head. And one day I was singing a song, and I made it wasn't a swear per se, but it was a pretty graphic reference to, intimate time. And my mom goes, what did you just say? And I'm like, I repeated it. She goes, what? And I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know.
I'm just singing the song.
So I never thought about music unintentionally teaching. Sure. Thank you for that. Sure.
Thanks, Heather. Silba, how did you unintentionally teach your kids to swear?
Well, can I say the word?
We'll beep you.
We'll
go
beep
ahead.
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So one time I was pulling out of the grocery store parking lot in Temecula, and my son was about 3 years old in the back seat, and people just kept driving by. I was trying to pull out, you know, and turn left, and nobody would let me go. And so this one guy, I thought he was going to let me go, and he didn't. And so I said,
you know why? So because sometimes there's nothing else that needs to be, there's nothing else that fits the description better than that word.
Yeah. So then the very next time we went to the same grocery store, and my son, I was trying to pull out of the parking lot, and my son said clearly, he said, Mommy, is this the street?
Oh!
That's great.
I love
that
it.
That is hilarious.
Thank you for that. Oh my gosh, that is great. We unintentionally do it, but again, you're just kind of a little proud of them using it the right way.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. What's going down, Casey?
I got $10,000!
Oh, it's Casey! Casey called us up a couple weeks ago. She lives in Escondido. She couldn't tell anybody that she was in a contestant on Let's Make a Deal and that she won $10,000 because the show hadn't aired yet. And she was worried that, you know, if you talk about it before it airs, they can yank the cash.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Casey did not have a check.
Right.
Update, I saw Casey last week at Boot Barn in Oceanside, and I asked her if she had the check yet. She goes, I have not received anything. I'm But you're here to tell us you got the green, baby.
I got the green. Now we need to do a shot.
I was gonna suggest reservations for three at Lou and Mickey's tonight, but I guess we'll go for a shot.
Oh, come on.
I could buy you a $20 beer at Stagecoach.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We'll go with the shot.
That was great. You guys have a great week, and I'll see you, I hope, camping in Lot 10.
Camping in Lot 10. Hopefully we can get into the camping area this year.
Yeah, hopefully.
I can help you. I know somebody with wristbands.
Oh, well,
you can bribe them if for anything else.
Maybe you bring me a shot and I'll give you a wristband.
Hey, okay. You're saying my friends can't get back there? I got a piece of paper signed by Mr. Wayne Brady himself that says otherwise.
Oh, my gosh. Have fun.
Bye, Casey.
I think by far, Casey, you are probably our longest. Our longest.
And oldest?
No, not oldest, but the longest listener between you and Becky. I think you guys have been our very first fans, and we're so grateful for you.
And we're grateful for you. Don't go anywhere. And let's win you guys a trophy.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't be betting any of that $10,000 on that, Casey Porch, but. By the way, Tammy, Jan and Lakeside's on line one.
Oh, Jan,
yeah,
duh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, Terry and Lakeside's on line two. God.
Oh, yes, yes.
Cheryl calling from Vegas is on line three. Butch in Eden Prairie, Minnesota is on line four.
Okay.
Why don't you tell them all about Casey being the longest fan of the show.
Yeah, shame on me. Shame on me.
What she's trying to say, Casey, is we appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
All right, be safe as you get out to the desert. Hopefully we'll see you this weekend, okay? Take care of yourself. Hydrate, madam.
Yeah, I will, with alcohol.
You know. Take care of yourself, please.
Bye.
Tammy, producer Jessica, and I... Well, let's be honest. Producer Jessica will be out there early getting everything set up.
Yes.
Hitting the road Friday after the show, getting there and getting right to work. I hope we get a chance to see you. If you see us, please wave us down. Let's get some pictures. Let's share a cold one, whatever that happens to be. And let's have a good time. I was trying to do the math, Tammy. How many Stagecoach? We have to be double digits now. We've been here for 14 years.
Right. Well, there was 2 years there wasn't a Stagecoach.
Oh, that's right.
And,
okay.
And we didn't... we missed 2011 because we came after Stagecoach. So 12, 13, 14,
that's
15,
too much math
16,
for me.
17, 18, 19.
I think that means we've been in
21 maybe. Yeah, 21 or 22.
There's only been 18 Stagecoaches, Tammy. What's wrong with you? Did you hit your head last night?
No. I was messing with you, John. You caught it.
Oh.
Obviously, I don't go from 8 to 22.
So has it been double digits?
Let's see. This might be double digits now. Might be 11 for us.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see you out there. Can't wait. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head over to Lakeside. Say good morning to Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, could you get out of here, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Erica, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street, Lakeside, for custom gates and garage door, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Understood.
There is an AI photo of the Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel ladies. On that mount is Raven Simone, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Zendaya. Fans are pretty upset because the actress that played Lizzie McGuire is not on it. Who played Lizzie?
Hillary Duff.
Vince Vaughn and President Trump played White House crashers in the Oval Office, a take on the classic comedy Wedding Crashers that starred Vaughn and who?
Oh, my God, I can picture him. It went right past me.
Okay. White Lotus star Walton Goggins likes to spend his mornings drinking coffee and reading scripts naked in his backyard. What network airs White Lotus?
I'm going to say HBO.
Big Bang Theory co-stars Johnny Galecki and Kaley Cuoco reunited to shoot an ad for an online game. How many seasons did the show air? 13, 12, or 11?
11.
And finally, John Cena won his 17th WWE World Championship at the recent WrestleMania 41 held in Las Vegas, Nevada. What is the capital of Nevada?
As they always say, it's so much easier when you're driving around listening. I'm geographically challenged.
Should I get Tam back in?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Erica, what you got going on today?
Just driving to work.
And what do you do?
I'm a manager of a school that... a school in Grosmont.
Okay. Well, appreciate what you do. Thank you very much. Tammy, Erica did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
There is an AI photo of the Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel ladies with Raven Simone, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Zendaya. But fans are pretty upset because the actress that played Lizzie McGuire is not on it. Who played Lizzie?
Hilary Duff.
That's right. Now, I'm not quite up to speed with my Disney Channel actresses, but pretty sure Lizzie McGuire was kind of the OG of all those shows.
Yeah, I don't know exactly timeline-wise.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue about it because I've got, other things to do. It's 1-1. Vince Vaughn and President Trump played White House Crashers in the Oval Office, a take on the classic comedy Wedding Crashers that starred Vaughn and who?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Erica could not come up with his name.
That's it.
That is it. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, White Lotus star Walton Goggins likes to spend his morning drinking coffee and reading scripts naked in his backyard. I do the same thing. My neighbors hate it.
Wonder why.
What network airs White Lotus?
Oh, you know what?
By the way, I really don't do that. I don't have a backyard.
I don't know. So I'm going to have to guess Hulu.
I would have taken two answers, HBO or Max. Erica went with HBO, so look at that. It is 2-2 now. Timmy, Big Bang Theory co-stars Johnny Galecki and Kaley Cuoco reunited to shoot an ad for an online game. How many seasons did the show air, 13, 12, or 11?
I believe it was 13.
It was 12. Still tied. You're off your game today, Tam.
I am.
That was your favorite show, Tam.
I know, John.
Erica, Tammy wants to kill me right now.
I do. I'll just smother you for a little bit.
Smother me for a little bit. Just enough to teach a lesson. And finally, John Cena won his 17th WWE World Championship at the most recent WrestleMania 41 held in Las Vegas, Nevada. What is the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
Nice. Wow. Look at you. Rebounds.
Why that one stuck in my head is beyond me.
That's a tough one. Good for you. Today, we finish with a score of Tammy 3, Erica 2. Erica, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we're going to hook you up. Don't worry.
A pair of tickets to go see Dwight Yoakam and the Cosmic Rodeo Roundup Tour. It's coming to Front Wave Arena. They're also bringing the Mavericks. It happens July 10th.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Erica, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, just barely, I need to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Erica in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My daughters were bullied at Disneyland.
Oh, my God.
You'll never guess by whom. Abby, who bullied you and Julia and your boyfriend, Zach, at Disneyland over the weekend?
Dodger fans.
No way.
Listen.
At Disneyland.
I get the rivalry, okay? I get the chance of you-know-what L.A. when they're here. I get the chance of Padres suck when we're there. I get that. Fine, it's baseball. Whatever. I get playful ribbing. I get that the Dodgers are the world champs. That said, Dodger fans, you get in my daughter's face while they're at Disneyland because Zach's wearing Padres gear, and continue to do so, I got a big problem with you, man. A big problem.
Abby, what did they do?
Well, first we were waiting to go to the bathroom, and they walked by and started screaming and clapping, "Let's go Dodgers."
Go Dodgers! Like that?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, hang on. You're not allowed to get that audio and play that back against
me. Okay.
You know I'm clearly making a point. Go ahead, honey.
Okay. And then we started walking over to Matterhorn, and they just happened to be right in front of us. And then the girl in the group, like, said to the guys, "Look who's behind us." And then they started laughing, and then they just started doing it again.
Oh, jeez.
And also, if you know the Matterhorn line, it's really tight and compact and small. So everybody heard it, and it was just, like, really annoying. And then we were like, okay, that's funny enough. It's really obnoxious. And then they were like, oh, we're being obnoxious, are we?
Oh, jeez.
Also, these people weren't even wearing Dodger gear. They were just wearing, like, normal clothes.
Right. In the first round, okay, whatever. But the fact that they kept bringing it up and then going at it while you're stuck in line is being, they're being asses. Well, how old were they?
Good question.
I don't know, maybe like between the ages of 30 and 40.
Really?
Old enough to know better.
Oh my God, I expected you to say much younger.
Listen, I was at the game last week, and I don't know why, but there's one guy there with his Dodgers shirt on, and somebody gave him a smart comment, and then he said world champions. And you know what? He's right. He can say that. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers earned it. They won the World Series last year. That's fine. You get in my daughter's face.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have been
there. But also, if it's at like a baseball game, that's completely different. Like,
correct. You're at Disneyland, for crying out loud.
I would yell at a baseball game too, but I'm not going to start screaming at random strangers in Disneyland.
Yeah.
I believe that's grounds for Disney security to drag them out by the necks.
I mean, yeah. We were literally harassed.
Oh, my God.
How long did this go on for, babes?
Felt like an eternity, but probably like 5 minutes. Because we were in the lightning lane, so we got on pretty quick.
Oh, man, I wish I was there. I know,
John. I'm glad that you weren't, because you may have been ejected from Disneyland, because I think you would have roughed them up.
You get in my face, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You harass my daughters, who are just at Disneyland.
Yeah.
My youngest, Julia, was there. She hasn't been since she graduated high school. She's 24 now. Mm-hmm. She was so looking forward to this. And those clowns get in their face. Listen, they're probably just happy to be out of prison for the first day.
Oh, my God, John.
Well, Julia also doesn't even care about the Padres.
Yeah, Julia's like, okay.
Yeah, you know. And I wasn't wearing anything. We were literally just standing there. And
yeah.
Zach was also saying, there's a million people there with Dodger gear. It's not like we're going up to any of them saying anything.
Right.
It's just a shirt. It's really not that big of a deal. You don't even play for the team.
Yeah.
My blood was boiling when I was told this story. The next time we go to Disney, I'm putting on a full Padres uniform, Abby. And I dare them. They come at me, I will, I'll give them a stern talking to.
Thanks for sharing that story with us, Abby.
You're welcome. I hope it spreads awareness.
Okay, bye, babes.
Bye.
And you wonder why I don't like the Dodgers. I'll just add that to the list. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Mm-hmm. It's time to announce another round of nominees in our latest category for the John and Tammy Hometown ACMs, which in this case means Awards for Community Magnificence.
The finalists in this week's category, which is the best place to get messed up safely on a Saturday night.
Here we go.
The finalists are The Lamplighter in Mission Hills, Beachcomber in Mission Beach, Whiskey Girl, downtown San Diego, Eastbound Bar and Grill in Lakeside.
Knew that was coming.
And Rookies Sports Bar in Oceanside.
Oh, right on, man. I love Rookies. They got a great grilled chicken salad, which is what you do when you want to get messed up on a Saturday night.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't expecting you to
say that.
Give
me some extra greens. I love eating. It's got good food, too, is what I'm trying to say.
You know, before we drink a bunch and just have a blast, I'd really like a nice grilled chicken salad.
There's nothing wrong with proper roughage before you go out and tie one on. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but sometimes it's good to have something a little greasy in there. Maybe some French fries, too.
Okay. Congratulations to all of our finalists. You can go to KSON.com and select what you think is the best place to go in San Diego County to get messed up safely on a Saturday night. And maybe they will win our John and Tammy Hometown ACMs, our
awards for community magnificence.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.